This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport, and we are on location again as we will be taking you right to the Humane World for Animals to the Rescue Gala. This organization was formerly known as the Humane Society of the United States, and this is a very hot ticket in New York City, which this year raised $2.2 million, and it was hosted by the incredibly talented Amy Sedaris with help from her equally talented pal, Rachel Dratch. And we will be hearing from these wonderful animal-loving ladies when we come back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. Now, this show you're about to hear is actually live right from the Humane World for Animals to the Rescue Gala. And I was supposed to be there at this event, but my little senior Doxie got very ill and he was in a hospital where I was by his side. And that's the only place I would have ever have been as he recuperates. And now I can happily tell you that he's home lying next to me. And he's so happy to be in the bed that he loves, where he is lovingly surrounded by his other rescue brothers and sisters, giving him love and attention. So that is the good news. Please send me continued prayers for little Nathan. But thankfully, we are still able to bring you all the excitement of this event by getting the evening stellar host minutes before she was about to go on stage to kick off this Black Tie Gala. Actor, writer, producer, just unbelievably talented woman who is the MC of this incredible evening. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for calling.
Well, as you know, I was supposed to be there with you, but my sick dog had me with him tonight. But tell me about being the solo host tonight.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Because last year I was here and my rabbit died the night before, so it was really depressing. But, you know, Rachel Dratch is here. We have some bits tonight, and I think it's going to be a really fun show. I'm not nervous. I'm more eager. Because the audience for this thing is always great. You know, they just want to hear about animals.
And you've been involved with this organization for a number of years. In the last 4 years, you've been involved specifically with this event. I know as a co-host and now the solo host. Is there more pressure on you now that you're carrying it on your own, babe?
Maybe, but I'm trying not to think of it that way because then I'll get nervous and I want to stay. But having Rachel here will be everything. So that'll be more fun for me.
And tell me about your love of animals. What animals do you have as a pet parent?
Right now, I don't have any animals because I like to grieve. I'm not ready to get another rabbit quite yet.
Aww.
But I know I will. I want to get a Flemish giant. I grew up with animals, dogs, cats, fish, hamsters, guinea pigs. You know, we had every animal you can imagine. And I've always had, you know, a cat. But the rabbits, my love. You know, I'm definitely going to stick with rabbits.
I love that. Who doesn't love rabbits? And tell us, you know, our audience, this is all about who rescued who, how our animals give us so much joy and solace.
Yeah, they do. They really do. Especially because I live by myself. So, you know, it's to come home, do a little fluffy thing, doing a little floor routine is everything to me. I have free range rabbits, you know, when I have them. So it's like having a roommate. Because rabbits are assholes and they're very bossy. So I'm fine with that. Fine. I like to get bossed around.
I love that. And, you know, being part of this organization, why is it so important to you to give them the help that they need?
Well, because everybody wants to help animal groups. You know what I mean? It's such a good cause. rescuing animals, helping animals. I mean, it's what's not to love? It's perfect. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's such a good feeling. And you're always in front of crowds and you're hysterical. And what is the challenge for this event? How do you prepare? Do you have scripts or are you ad-libbing the whole show?
We have scripts, so there's wiggle room to improvise, which is nice. You know, some of it's scripted and some of it will be improv. You know, we'll just, you know, you take the energy from the audience and you see what happens. There's no need to get nervous or, you know, the lines are right there if we need them. So.
Exactly. And tell me about your career. You've done a little bit of everything with success. What are you up to now?
This. Tomorrow I have a Strangers with Candy reunion show with Colbert and Dinello at Town Hall. And it's a 25th anniversary. So we're doing that tomorrow. And that's going to be a lot of fun. I know whatever comes my way, I do. I mean, it looks like I'm ambitious on paper, but I'm really not an ambitious person. So I'm like, okay, that's next. Great. I'll go do it.
And you've done everything from movies to TV. I loved you in Made in Manhattan, Sex and the City. You're so great in all of your roles. So memorable.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you enjoy most? Do you like film better than television or you'll take
it? I like television. Television feels more intimate and they shoot it a lot faster. And I tend to be a more a broad performer. So television is better for me than, say, film because you have to be so small in film. So I like TV and live stage. You know, I like the energy of a live house.
Oh, you love theater, huh?
Yeah.
Any projects coming up for Broadway?
No, it's the schedule is too much of a grind. No way. 8 days a week? I'm too old for that.
Well, Amy, I'm so thrilled that we were able to get these minutes with you. I'm a huge fan and bless your heart for what you're doing for animals in need.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. And really, I'll light a candle for you tonight. I'm always lighting candles for people and animals. So good luck tonight. I'm sorry you're at the hospital.
Yeah, his name is Nathan Detroit. And he's a 14-year-old dachshund and as sweet as can be. But, you know, he's a tough little guy. And as long as I'm with him, he's happy. But thank you for your kind words, Amy. And break a leg tonight.
Thank you so much.
Well, from one hysterical, talented lady to another. I can't believe I've got you back on, Rachel Dratch. It's been about 5 years.
Hi, nice to see you.
So nice to see you, too. And I am so thrilled that you're part of this event. Tell me about your role with your pal, Amy Sedaris.
Well, you know, I love Amy Sedaris. And whenever I get a call from Amy, I say yes. So, of course, I said yes. And I love Amy's Instagram with all of her animal posts. So all goes together.
Yeah. And you're a huge animal lover as well.
I am, and I've even brought my dog, which I don't usually do to gala events, but I brought my dog Ruffles here. I gave her a bath that evening. That was her hair makeup. I gave her a bath, and this is going to be her first red carpet and probably her last, too. But anyway,
she's a rescue, right?
She is, yes. She's from Muddy Paws, but she looks like a little designer dog. She's like a little doodle, but she is from Muddy Paws. Yes.
I love that. Is she your only rescue currently?
She is, yes.
But I know your whole life, we talked about this 5 years ago, you've always been and have always cared so deeply for animals.
I am a big animal fan. That's true. And like right now, to combat the anxiety of the world, I watch a lot of dog rescue videos on TikTok. That's my medicine, I guess. Yeah. Dogs and other creatures. Yeah.
It's very funny that you say that because the times that we're living in, I have heard that from so many people that they're all going on YouTube and watching funny animal videos. We need a release, right?
Yes. And that's, I love Amy's Instagram because she's equal opportunity animals. You can see like a dog one day, but like a worm or a turtle or whatever.
I love it. Rachel, we have loved you for years. Of course, your character's on SNL. What are you up to now? What can we look forward to?
What am I up to now?
I know, more questions.
Oh, I have a podcast called Woo Woo, where we talk about woo woo things. And ghosts. Actually, Amy was a guest on it at the beginning of it. But anyways, I have that coming out once a week. It's like ghosts, psychics, and the unexplained.
I love that.
Actually, we did have an animal communicator on once, too.
Oh, that's so great.
He did a reading of Ruffles for me, too, actually.
It's so funny. I just caught up with another SNL cast member. He's going to be on in a couple weeks. We did an interview with Chevy Chase, and he's got a documentary coming out on CNN. So all of you are so talented. And those SNL days and really launching the careers of, I think, some of the most brilliant people in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, well, I... I feel lucky to have been there for sure. Yeah.
And on a final note, tell me about the two of you tonight. What are you going to do together on stage? You can tease us.
Comedy bits.
Ooh.
I don't know. Amy's done this. I think this is her fifth year. So I'm just along for the ride. Just going to do what she tells me and hope to bring some laughter and some well-being for animals tonight.
Well, you are wonderful. Thank you so much for doing this for the animals. And I know your pal Amy loves having you by her side.
Yeah. Well, I love anytime Amy says, do you want to do a thing? I always say yes.
And this is not scripted. You're just going to wing it, right, Rachel?
Yeah. Some bits, some planned bits. There's wiggle room. There's wiggle room. Planned bits and some, you never know what's going to happen.
And for all of those out there listening that obviously can't be at this wonderful event, do you have any messages for them, what we need to do to give back to these animals?
Do I have any messages? Go to humaneworldforanimals.org to see all the creatures you can help. Yeah. I mean, we're mentioning a bunch of them tonight, actually. It's even a snake, even a worm. I mean, we're mentioning a lot of creatures tonight. So anything from, you know, whales to elephants, of course, and then, you know, pets and beyond.
Rachel, it's a wonderful thing you're doing. Great to catch up with you.
Thank you.
And knock 'em dead. And when we come back, we will be chatting with the CEO and president of Humane World for Animals, Kitty Block, about this very special night that is their most important event of the year. Stay tuned.
Want to know who the latest trendsetters are in Hollywood? How about Irish setters? Find out who's been spotted with Spot, chowing with her chow, and shopping for Gucci with their Poochie. Get the scoop on all the latest celebrity pet patter right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport, and this show is coming to you live from the Humane World for Animals to the Rescue Gala. And I am so happy to catch up with this very special lady who definitely has one of the most important jobs in animal welfare. Kitty Block is not only the CEO and president of Humane World for Animals, formerly known as the Humane Society of the United States, but she is also the chief executive officer of Humane World Action Fund. And we are literally getting her moments before their most important gala of the year is about to kick off.
I know.
Kitty, before we talk all about the gala, I have to ask you a question that inquiring minds want to know. Why the name change from the Humane Society of the United States, which everybody knew all over the world?
Well, it's so important that you ask that, and I really appreciate it. The thing was, there was confusion around our name. I think some thought we were shelters, and we wanted to be celebrated for who we are and what we do. And that was so important to me. And before I came into this role, I was president of Humane Society International, and I thought, What a mistake to have two organizations separate, not working together, not unifying their voice to be powerful, united under one gorgeous, beautiful name of Humane World for Animals. So not only did we rebrand, I merged Humane Society International and the Humane Society of the United States to truly be that one powerful global voice for animals.
In every city, there seems to be a Humane Society. So I could see where that would be a little confusing, but it's very interesting. And this was a lot of your input for this change.
Absolutely. I just saw the value of people understanding what we do. And again, I want to be celebrated for what we do, supported for what we do. And I never wanted someone to think that they gave us a donation and that was giving to their local Humane Society, because you always need to support your local organizations. So I really wanted to say, no, this is what we do, how we do it, where we do it. And it was so important to add the name animal, because I think sometimes there's confusion. And this was the perfect solution to all of that.
I had the wonderful honor of being honored by the Humane Society of the United States in 2012. I got the first Voice for the Voiceless award. And I'll never forget, I was the lead award. And the person after me was Cory Booker. And tell me about the incredible work that you're doing nationwide to truly make a difference for all animals in need and legislation.
That's right. So we, you know, we really do focus on the root causes to get to the most entrenched cruelties. And so we do this on major issues, on puppy mills, on factory farming, on getting animals out of research, testing, fur out of fashion. And we do this actually on a global level. But we also help animals that are suffering in crisis right now. So we do both because it's so important to take care of the animals that are suffering right now, but also try to prevent future suffering. So that's our goal. That's how we work. And we are excited about the partnerships we have, the coalitions we build, the legislation we can pass. It's just so key to keep pushing in any administration at any time. There are always ways to make progress.
And this event, To the Rescue Gala, is so special. You have Amy Sedaris, you have Rachel Dratch, you have Georgina Bloomberg, who's always involved and does so much great work for your organization. Tell us why this event is so important.
Well, these ladies are a powerhouse and stalwart supporters of animals. And I couldn't be more lucky to have Susie and Georgina on our board. And of course,
Susie
Amy
Welch
and Rachel.
Yep.
Yeah, Susie Welch and Amy, who loves coming back here each year and helping us raise our voice, raise our profile, and get people to raise their paddle. And so we are launching a new campaign at this gala tonight, which is really about fueling our biggest fight. And it's time. We've merged. We have our global strategy and plan. And it's really time now to just to deliver on all of it.
And this is your big fundraiser. This is it.
This is it. This is our once a year major campaign to raise funds. So we count so greatly on people's kindness, compassion, and largesse to support our work, because we can't do it. We can't do it without people who care.
Well, you are doing a stellar job in the leadership role of this incredible organization. I'm so sorry I couldn't be with you this evening, but I'm there in spirit. And it is so great to catch up with you.
It's so great. Thank you for wanting to catch up when I know you're taking care of your dog. If there's any organization and person who knows how fundamentally important that is, it's me. It's our organization. So we have holding good thoughts for you, and we will see you soon.
Oh, thank you, Kitty, and have a blast tonight.
Thank you so much.
Well, that is a wrap for this edition of Rappaport to the Rescue as we went live from the Humane World for Animals to the Rescue Gala as I was literally in an animal hospital with my beloved senior Doxy Nathan, who is on the mend at home now, thank goodness. And thank you all for listening to another edition of this show. With the holidays just around the corner, please think about opening up your hearts and homes to an animal in need.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.